Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I had him back at the doctor's yesterday.
Are we starting?
We've started. Oh, yeah. We forgot to do the intro. So, Phil, we're going to intro it here.
We didn't forget. I just didn't know. I thought me and you were just shooting the shit.
Welcome to Take It or Leave It, a podcast where we shoot the shit. I'm your host, Meredith Masony.
And I'm your other host, Tiffany Jenkins. This podcast will discuss everything from marriage, motherhood, and Why don't we just read the script anymore? We're going to hell in a handbasket.
We just don't have one. I guess I could find one. Although I could email it to you. You won't get it.
Listen, I'm so disturbed.
How did you not know you weren't getting email for days?
I just thought it was a gift from the gods.
Yeah, right. You probably get 500 emails a day, and then days go by and you're like, wow, it's been so quiet. Like,
I don't, Meredith, I do not check them. I do not check my emails ever.
I can't even imagine a world like that. I think I check my email every 47 seconds.
Well, listen, the world like that is not great. The world like that is in disarray, clearly, because for those of you who don't know, Meredith's been trying to send me the podcast link all morning and I haven't been getting it. And I'm like, this is so weird. So finally I sent Dave a screenshot of like my email to be like, look, it's not in here. And he's like, nothing since November 19th. And as soon as he said that, I realized that today's the 21st and the last emails came in on the 19th. Apparently my website expired.
Oh.
Which is why.
But you're hosting email. Yeah.
Okay. I guess so. I don't know. Because there's too many things for a human being to have to keep up with. Honestly. Yeah. So I guess I got to pay that. And then maybe everything will click back on. Who knows what I've missed.
That's okay. Last night our water... We had no water. And I looked at Dave and I was like, did you pay the bill? Did they come and shut our water off right before Thanksgiving? But there was some sort of a water break or something in the neighborhood because we called the neighbor and he's like, no, we don't have water either. I'm like, oh, well, they probably pay their bills. So we're good.
I was going to say, I'd be shocked if Dave didn't pay the bill.
Oh, Dave's missed the water bill. I think our water's been shut off at least three times because Dave didn't pay the water bill. Just because he gets busy with stuff and he forgets shit. But
I literally just pray that everything's on auto pay.
Yeah, but you have to actually know if it's on auto pay.
I can't. It feels like I'm in the movie Saw. Every time I have to go to my email or my bank account, I'm not kidding. I hear the music playing in my head.
Oh.
I start getting heart palpitations. It feels like there's needles in my heart. Like, I can't. I just, you know what? I need a sugar daddy who does everything. And I just show up. But I don't do anything sexual either. I'm pretty much just like an unattractive body in the room. There's no benefit for him, really, actually. So that's not going to happen. I got to get an accountant, maybe.
Oh.
I don't want to even talk about it. It's stressing me out. Let's talk about happy stuff.
So side note, yeah. Your new podcast, I just started listening.
Did you?
Yeah. So I added it to my Spotify. And because I listen to podcasts when I run or, you know, whatever, walk or whatever. And yesterday I was like, let's, you know, everybody's been talking about it in my feed. Let's get it in there. Let's add it in. So I added in the Tiff and Flip show. I like your art too. It's cute. And I am up to episode 3.
Oh.
I didn't get there yet, but I got through 2 episodes yesterday while I was exercising. And now I have episode 3 and 4 that I have to catch up on today. So that'll be on today's list. So congrats on the new podcast.
Thank you. It's very therapeutic for me. After episode 3, I vow not to talk about my ex anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like I was taking over a lot of the podcast with that. So episode 4, I didn't talk about him at all.
Okay.
Episode 5, I break down crying and am back to talking about him. But that'll be out this week.
What I found interesting is there were times when Flip would interject with some information and I would have disagreed with his take on it.
Really?
And surprisingly enough, with as controlling and with such, I'm such an asshole, it didn't bother me that he had different. I was like, oh, okay, all right. I can see where he's saying, but I don't necessarily agree with that. Like, I would have said this or whatever, but I liked listening to it and getting like his take and listening to your reply and, you know, because I'm privy to information and I know kind of some things. And I was like, oh, okay, I would have not said that. I would have said this. But it was
really, do you have an example?
Not that I can share publicly. So no, but I mean, I think it's really interesting to get other takes and to get, you know, what people are thinking and feeling. And I think it is, I do think 100% that this, it could be very therapeutic for you to kind of talk through those feelings and get some stuff out. I thought it was really funny when he was like, wow, you've been divorced 5 months. I would have said 5 weeks. And I was like, I want to kick you in the nuts, dude. Like she's been feeling every minute of every hour of every day of those last 5 months. And exactly. For you to be like, well, it's just been flying by, which is such a man thing to say.
Yeah,
that I was like, I'll forgive it. But I was like, damn, like, it's a lot. Like, you know, it's a lot.
That's so funny. It is a lot. That's why he's like, time flies. I'm like, well, no, it doesn't.
No,
It doesn't. Actually, no. It's going a little bit too slow for my liking. So knowing what you know about the background story, do you think I divulged too much?
No, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. I think you're, as you always are, very respectful with boundaries and how you're discussing things. And I think that it's great. And I do like that there's a different perspective. And it's cool that it's a dude's perspective, right? Like, because I think that's why there are certain times when he was saying something that I was like, but I'm also a female and my feelings would be different, you know?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic. I think he is so emotionally intelligent. I love having conversations with him. I honestly call him and his wife usually whenever something happens just to determine. I use them as like a gauge as to whether or not I have a right to be mad. Like I poll the audience. like some shit happened last night. You know what? I'm just going to say it. It's like pulling teeth to have a conversation with certain people on the planet.
Yeah.
And so trying to make a plan with somebody who gives 1 to 2 word responses and expects you to fill in the blanks, it's so annoying. So I took screenshots, obviously, and I sent it to both of them. And I'm like, do I have a right to be pissed about this? And one of them said yes, and one of them said no, to just pick my battles.
Well, that was Flip.
Actually, believe it or not, it was
really?
The opposite. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sierra said to pick my battles. It's about Thanksgiving. And it's like,
okay. Do you want to talk about Thanksgiving at all? Or?
Well, I kind of did a little bit and I had a little breakdown, but I'm going to have the kids in the morning. And then I guess he's going to be unavailable all day until 6 p.m., which I didn't realize. So since I'm taking the kids, I'm starting a new tradition with the kids and we're going to go to the movies in the morning. And then I thought maybe I'd just drop him off after, but he's going to be gone with his person in a different city until 6, and then coming back and going to his mom's for Thanksgiving. And I was going to go, but I don't want to. So I'm just going to drop the kids off with him whenever he gets back.
So you're going to have them, though, pretty much all day up until 6.
Yeah, which the only reason it, like, annoyed me that I don't want to, like, give too much personal shit away, but it was like, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? Well, I was thinking about taking the kids to the movies in the morning because I don't have, you know, family to take them to or whatever. And then you can just have them and go to your mom's. And he said, okay, cool. Just let me know what time. I was like, the movie's at 11. And he's like, all right, so I'll pick them up from you around 5. And I was like, he's like, or actually 6. And I was like, what? What? The movie's over. Like, I'll be done by like 1.
Right.
And he didn't say anything. And I'm like, do you want me to drop them off to you when I'm done? Do you have other plans? What is the deal? And he said, yeah, or you could drop them off at my mom's early. And I was like, I'm like, so are you saying that you're like, what are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying. Do you want me to bring them to you after? Do you need me to keep them? Like, do you have other plans? So if I take them in the morning, then I like, you know what I mean? Just say words for fuck's sake.
Right, right, right.
Tell me what you need. I was like, I don't want to drop them off early at your mom's while she's trying to get Thanksgiving together. Do you want me to just drop them off to you? Or do you have plans? Like, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. And he's like, yes, I leave at noon and I will be unavailable until around 5:30 in the evening. And I was like, okay, thank you so much. Okay, I'll just hold on to him then, I guess. Because it's his day. So I think.
Well, why don't you guys go eat after?
Well, we're going to have movies to figure something out because I don't have anything planned.
Yeah, go so eat. Go and go have a Thanksgiving dinner.
That's what was stressing me out is like, I didn't plan anything because I didn't even think I was going to see them. And then we did the movie thing and I was like, okay, cool. That could be our little tradition. And then he goes and does what is always done every Thanksgiving and go over to Terry's around 2.
Right.
But I guess they're doing it late because he had other stuff to do, which fine. Just somebody let me know what's up.
Right. I mean, you're entitled to know what the plan is so that you can make your plan. Otherwise, how the hell are you supposed to do whatever you're supposed to do?
Yeah. So I don't know. So I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day with them, but I'm just figure something out.
Well, I mean, there are restaurants open for Thanksgiving. So you could go have a Thanksgiving, or, you know, you could go have Chinese. Chinese restaurants are usually open on Thanksgiving and Christmas. You could go.
I think we're going to go hang out over probably at Sierra's for a little bit with their kids. Sierra invited me because obviously I talked to her last night and I'm like, right, is this a normal conversation or am I crazy? Like, what is this? Help me decipher it because it's so new. All of it's so new to me. Co-parenting, schedules, shit like that. And so I don't know if my feelings are justified most of the time or my thoughts.
Yeah, I understand that. But I think that's a good idea, going to Sierra's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know they'd love to have you.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's up. And then I can't wait for this holiday to be over. And then Christmas, and then it's a new year.
And then it's a new year.
And then the holidays will be done. And I'll be able to say I made it through my first post-marriage holiday season alive. And then they'll just get better and better after that, I'm sure.
They will. They will.
Valentine's Day, I'm making out with everybody.
Oh, good. Good.
So
can't wait for that episode.
Just walking down the street with my mouth open, whatever goes in it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, gross. Oh, my gosh. Don't say whatever goes in it. I'll die.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's I think that's good. I think, you know, as you're going through it, I think it is good to have people who are sounding boards and say, is this logical? Is this illogical? You know, that's important.
Yeah, because that's what I need. Sierra will be like, it sounds to me like, when I talk to her, she's like, it sounds to me like you knew he had other plans. You were just trying to lead and get him to say it. And I'm like, well, kind of.
Right, but he should. He has to divulge information to you when you're exchanging children.
Yeah, like kind of. But she's like, maybe he was trying to protect your feelings because he didn't want to say, I'm going to my girlfriend's family.
Well, whatever. But how the hell are you supposed to know what the deal is if he doesn't say, this is what's going on? I will be at this place at this time. And no, I cannot take the kids until this time. And it's not even your day. It's his day.
Wait. I just realized this is me talking shit about him, and I never wanted to talk shit about him on the internet.
No, I mean, I don't think it's talking shit. There's an accuracy to the fact that you have to have information, especially when you're coordinating kids. How do you coordinate without having information? That drives me crazy.
And that's the only reason I even wanted to mention it, is because like this is just a new thing for me. And, you know, if anybody else was like going through it too, or like confused, or like not sure how you're supposed to react, like same, I'm over here doing the same thing, but I don't want to make it like he's bad at communicating or, you know, whatever, because that's not the kind of information I want to put out there, if it's true or not.
Well, I respect that, but I think it is helpful for people who are going through that and are trying to co-parent. Like, you do need to have a clear understanding of what the plan is for the day, especially when it's like Thanksgiving, not just a random Saturday. It's a holiday.
Yeah. So. And we had already talked about it. I was going to have him a little in the morning, and then he was going to have him the rest of the day. So I don't know. I guess things changed at some point, and then
Right. Either
way, we'll get through it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I understand you. I do understand as well your feeling illogical and not knowing if things are what they seem. Because I'm going through that right now. Like, I'm questioning my thoughts and feelings constantly right now.
Really?
Yeah. The menopause. Because
the big M?
Yeah. It makes me think and feel all sorts of things that probably aren't logical or true or there or any of those things. But I have them very frequently, and they flood in and make me feel insane. And
that's horrible.
Yeah, it does. It feels like I am not in control at all. And the mood swings are really bad. And it's just the weirdest thing. And it's kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. So it's been very weird. So I'm
How long does it last?
I don't really know. I just know that I have my hormone panel today. So they're going to tell me, like, in a week I'll get the results back, and they'll tell me where I am and how what hormone replacement therapy is probably going to work best for me. because come January, when they remove my ovaries, I'll be in full-blown menopause. So we're trying to figure out how to sort of right the ship so that when the surgery happens and I wake up in full menopause, we have the plan.
This is really scary.
It is, because I don't feel like who I am. And I don't think women talk about it because they, when you're in the midst of it, like I had this hot flash on Friday that, do you remember when we were on the road and I had that hot flash in the car? And I was mm-hmm. like, what is this? What is wrong with me? And I was like hovering over the air conditioning. And mm-hmm. I was like, this can't be a hot flash. Like I can't be starting menopause right now. This is so stupid. There must be some other reason. Well, those were the beginnings and they were few and far between. Like I could count on my hand how many I'd had in the last year and a half or whatever. And they've just started coming at me literally hot and heavy. And I had one Friday morning. And the weirdest thing was after the hot flash Friday morning came a cold flash.
I would love cold flashes.
No, I didn't even know that was a thing. I had to Google it. I was like, can you have a cold flash in menopause? And apparently, because your body is so jacked up and doesn't, like the wiring is crossed and like all this other weird shit is happening and your body's having such a hard time regulating that you can go from a hot to a cold flash. And so for the rest of the day, I couldn't get my body back to like a normal temperature. And I was frozen after that.
That's so wild.
So weird.
Like, and then it's going to, like, how long does it last, dude? Because
I don't know. So what I am trying to figure out is after I get these test results and we get a plan. So they have various things, right? Like you can wear a patch. You can take pills. There are creams. There are the pellets that you stick in your ass.
Oh, I remember the pellets.
Yeah. So there are all these different things and they have to make them specific to your levels so that they can sort of quote unquote make you normal again, whatever that means.
What about people are talking about estrogen? Is that what you're talking about getting on estrogen?
Right. Well, there's a mix of estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. Like they have to make it so that you're level. The whole point of HRT is to kind of level you back out. So, you know, and it's been hard on me, but it's been, where are you going?
Okay. Typical.
I love you too.
Starts talking about how hard it is on her. He's like, well, I'm going to go hit a couple putts.
He has to go to the laundromat. We're getting a new iron in down there.
Exciting.
For the linen side of the business. So, it's been really hard on him because I've been awful. I've been terribly, terribly, terribly awful to him. So we've been fighting nonstop.
Really?
Yeah, I could totally see why people start to get super resentful towards each other in this stage of life.
See, I didn't even know any of this was a thing. Like, it's very interesting to me as somebody who's coming up on it to think about hot flashes, cold flashes, how it changes who you are as a person. Like, I didn't realize that. Probably because I'm not there, so I'm like, I don't need to think about it yet.
Well,
not that much older than I am.
No, but so the difference with me is, and I was aware of this when it happened, but I had a partial hysterectomy at 38. And a partial hysterectomy is just where they remove your uterus and your cervix. And what the doctor told me when they did that was there is a potential for you to go through full menopause and your ovaries to stop working earlier rather than somebody who has all of their normal parts still. So that was 6 years ago. So they told me at roughly around 5 years, I could potentially start seeing some changes, which is exactly what happened. Mm. Now we're over six years in, and all of these things that I was not even thinking about are, you know, knocking on my door. And it's been And that's why I think too, on top of all of this, like we were saying in last week's episode, I'm going through the launching of my first kid into college. And so all of these emotions are hitting hard all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't feel like I have a shred of sanity, and it's just crazy. But I'm actually opening at a conference in February, and the universe is so weird. So several months back, I got asked if I would do a comedy set at this conference called Wake Her Up. And it's the Wake Her Up Retreat. You can find it if you go to wakeherupretreat.com. But it's here in Amelia Island in North Florida. And the entire conference is about waking up women and talking about life after 40 and the changes that happen to our bodies and perimenopause and menopause and all of these things. And there are a slew of experts who are in this field. And so I was talking with them a couple of months back, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come do a comedy set or whatever, no problem. Not realizing that I was going to be smack dab in the throes of menopause when I was going to be at this retreat. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally what I'm struggling with right now. And I'm going to get to meet with these women who are like big time, you know, game changers in the menopause space at this retreat. So I was like, thank you. Okay. Thanks, mm-hmm. universe. This is amazing. So if you are where I am and you feel like you're falling apart and you need to be woken up a little bit and kind of given the spiel on what's coming next, come see me in Florida. If you're up north, it's cold in February. Come down here. It's a lot nicer, and you can come to the retreat with me. But it's just so weird how the universe works, because I was on a Zoom call with all of these women and I was talking about everything that I'm going through right now. And they're like, okay, hold on. We can help you with this. All right. We're going to get you set up. We're going to get all of these labs run. I'm going to move you over to this wellness center. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And they're literally,
these are the women from the retreat?
Yes, they are walking me through exactly what I need to do to start getting my head out of my ass when it comes to menopause.
That's amazing.
It is, because I would be floundering. So I've found like Joy Wellness. There's all of these other – I'm going to start sharing all of this stuff on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and everything, because it's like women are ashamed of this. And they don't want to talk about it I think some people think that going through menopause, it's like, you know, your childbearing years are over. It's the end. It's the status. It's not the end. I'm a great example. I'm 43. I'm dealing with this right now. I have a whole lot of living to do after this. And I want to be happy and healthy. And I want my hormones to be balanced, so that I don't feel like a crazy lunatic.
Right.
So I'm going to do everything I can to get it figured out. And I'm so happy that I found these women and this sort of community. And so I'm going to share all about it as we go through.
Oh, good. That's great. That'll help a lot of people too.
Yeah, I sure hope so, because it is insane.
Yes, you I was just reading the comments. I adore that all of the thoughtful care you give everyone else is coming back to you in your time of need, Meredith. Mm-hmm. Sylvia said, that's really mm-hmm. sweet. Meredith doesn't know how to take compliments, but that's very sweet, Sylvia.
That is. I appreciate that, because I do. You do kind of feel like you're on an island and you're very alone. Because it makes me sad, because Dave and I are really struggling right now. And he can't understand how I'm feeling and what I'm going through. And even though I'm trying to explain it to him, he doesn't get it at all. And he's angered by it, because I'm acting crazy and I'm, you know, crying all the time and screaming. And I think I got upset yesterday because somebody buttered a bagel And there was this big glob of butter on the countertop. And I was like, what a fucking unthoughtful prick would leave this glob of butter. Like, why would you do that? And it's so dumb because all you have to do is wipe it off and it made no difference. But I was in such a tizzy over a glob of butter that I wanted to just rage.
I think it's deeper than the glob of butter. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's underlying issues there that perhaps come to the surface easier. Like, for example, if you're constantly picking up after people and it feels like they're very inconsiderate of you and your time, and it's your responsibility to raise these people up to be members of the world and make the right choices, and they're constantly leaving evidence that they're not ready for that. So it makes you feel like I get it. I'm not saying that the reaction or whatever is correct, but I don't think it's just about a glob of butter. I think it's deeper than that. And also, maybe you're not being validated the way that you need to be in your day-to-day life. And I'm not pointing fingers.
But it's also very weird because there's a rage for strangers just existing around me. I would say the rage part is definitely new. Like, people have always annoyed me to a certain extent. And I always make jokes like about, you know, hating people or this and that, and the other thing. And it's always pretty much been a joke. But I have to tell you that I was in Costco the other day, which is my favorite place in the world.
We know.
And I wanted to mow down these people and cause them harm. I was so enraged with just the amount of people that were there, the fact that they choose to come out when I was there. It was not their turn. It was my turn.
Rude.
And I was just angry. And it was like this fire just like came up into my chest. And I was just like, it was, and that's not normally.
So is it like you're PMSing all the time in menopause?
It's like a rage and then you cry, and then there's just more rage, and then you're hot and you're sweaty, and then there's more rage, and then you're so cold that you have constant goosebumps. And then you'll have this moment of lucidity where you're just like, that was so silly. Why was I feeling like that? And then 20 minutes later, you're like, I'll kill him. I'll kill him. If he butters another fucking bagel, I'll kill him. And it doesn't make any sense. And it's very frustrating because part of your logical brain is like, oh, you need to stop that. And then the other part comes in and it's like, no, we should kill him and bury him.
I can't imagine. It's so tough. It's so tough to know that your thoughts or reactions are not matching the situation, but not being able to do anything about it. It's so frustrating. That's the story of my life. What about weed gummies, Meredith, for you?
So I do have a medical marijuana card. I don't know if I've ever publicly said that or not. But I do, and I have for a little while. I would not say that is helping me cope in any way, because here's the thing with me. I have one, but I'm not going to use it during the day where I have to potentially get behind the wheel of a vehicle and go somewhere to either pick up a kid or run an errand. I don't feel like that would be a good choice for me, even though I guess people do that all the time and they feel like they're completely capable. I would not be capable. I cannot be altered in any way, shape, or form and drive a car. I shouldn't be driving a car in general. So,
well,
that wouldn't be good for me.
That's a good point. And you need it throughout the day. Like, that's when it's not like you're just experiencing at night.
No, and I can't do that. So sometimes, you know, would I take a little indica before bed to try and get, because the other thing is you don't sleep.
What's indica?
It's just the strain of marijuana that's for sleepy time.
To smoke it?
No.
You hesitated.
No, I don't smoke.
I didn't think you did, but the delay on your answer has me questioning everything.
No, I can't. I couldn't. I don't like the smell of smoke. I don't like ingesting smoke.
Okay.
That's why I couldn't do that or the vaporizing.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No. But I mean, I do have that for if I'm trying to get some consecutive hours of sleep. But like I'm up every night at 3 a.m. between 3 and 4 a.m. wide awake.
That sucks.
So
I'm so sorry that you have to go through this. I'm so sorry you and Dave are fighting. I'm so sorry that he can't be inside your body for a couple of minutes to experience it. Not that it's his fault or anything, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes it would probably really help to know, like, that it's legit and it's real. But he knows you and he loves you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Yeah, it makes me sad because it just feels like right now is one of those times where I feel super disconnected from him.
Yeah.
And no matter how hard I try to explain it, he's not going to be able to understand exactly how I'm feeling. And it came on. It feels like it came on. Maybe it didn't come on as fast as it feels like it did, because there are definitely things when I look back and I'm like, oh, I've really been super, super emotional for over 6 or 7 months now, but I was attributing to other things.
Well, yeah, it probably friggin' was other things, dude. But you should talk to your friends from the seminar and see if they have any resources for couples during this time. Like, for real, sometimes it takes an outsider's perspective to kind of, and you're familiar with therapy, you guys go to therapy, but like, yeah. If in order to be happy, you need to feel close to him and that's not possible at the moment, then trying to find a way to make that happen seems imperative, because on top of all the shitty feelings, the last thing that you want is to worry about that also.
Yeah. So I think that's probably a real common problem for women as they go through this, this part of it. And I don't know why I would have assumed that I would have an easy transition through this, because it's not like I've ever had an easy situation with my reproductive organs. They've always been a problem, which is why I had to have the hysterectomy so early. So I should have known that it was going to be a complete and utter shit show.
Well, you probably thought, all right, I'm owed an easy time.
No, but we'll see. I'm going to cross my fingers that when we get the results back next week, they can be like, okay, here are your options. These, you know, taking these things over this amount of time is going to give you, you know, relief from XYZ. And we recommend that you do this and you do that and blah, 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 blah. And because they told me they are going to have a plan for me. And I actually sat in my bathtub. No water, of course, because baths are gross. But I sat fully dressed in my bathtub and almost for the first time in a long time felt hopeful that I could have a plan.
Meredith, write a menopause book. You should. You should document this time.
It is so crazy. I just wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting this at all.
That sucks, dude. It sucks. And it's always kind of like, in my head, menopause is like a joke. Like, oh, I'm having hot flashes. I'm going through menopause. But I don't know anything apart from that. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that it changes you and it makes you, some people rage. And like, I didn't know anything about that.
The scariest thing is that I don't feel like myself. I don't feel like who I am as a person.
Yeah.
That's scary. So.
Well, solutions are on the way.
Yeah, I do. I do think that if we talk more about it, because I think, you know what I would think about when I was younger and I would think about menopause?
Hmm.
The Golden Girls.
Okay.
Okay. Let me elaborate. So I would think about these older women who, you know, had either been divorced or their husbands had passed away and they were kind of together and they were going through this phase of their life where they were transitioning into like elderlyhood or whatever mm-hmm. in Miami, you know, in their palm tree wallpaper home. And they were, you know, going through it kind of together. And I think that's just because growing up in the 80s and 90s and watching this on TV, you watched these women and you thought, oh, they're old. They were in their 40s filming that television show.
Yikes.
Okay. So just for one second, sit and think about the fact that these women were filming, recording, and portraying what their late 40s and early 50s looked like.
No, they were doing that for the 60s. They're no, in their 60s.
They were not in their 60s. When you go back, there's an episode where Blanche starts menopause and she thought she was pregnant and had to take a pregnancy test and it came back positive and she thought she was having a baby and it turned out she was going into menopause. She was in her late 40s turning 50. Let that sink in.
Why are they all have short, all gray hair?
Because that was the style at the time. Not in the late 80s.
In your 40s?
Yes. Google pick women in their late 40s in the 1980s and they all looked like that.
Why does everybody look so much older? Isn't that weird? Like I see pictures of guys from back then with like the porn stashes and you're like, that's an old man. And then you find out he's in his 20s.
Yeah, like Magnum P.I. Remember Tom Selleck? Is that before you don't remember him? Oh, my God. He was the sex symbol of the 80s, Tom Selleck. And if you go back and you look at Tom Selleck in his short shorts and his porn stash mustache, I mean, it's just that's what it was. That was the 80s. And I remember being a kid and thinking, menopause? Well, pfft, you're like 90 when that happened.
Yeah.
No. It's just
so it's
too
all
much.
Different ages.
Well,
you can
it just,
go through menopause.
It just depends on your situation, right? Medically, if you had something like I did happen, it's going to be a little bit earlier. It just all depends. It all depends. But yeah, it's the whole thing, just the change. That was what they called it in the episode of the Golden Girls. But oh my gosh, what a weird time.
Sorry, I was reading comments.
Oh yeah. Did you ever see the Blue Bloods? The TV show, The Blue Bloods? That's Tom Selleck, the captain.
I know who Tom Selleck is.
Oh, okay.
Three Men and a Baby?
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I just
wouldn't picture
him as a sex symbol is all.
Oh my gosh. He totally was in the 80s.
Have you seen the Enrique Iglesias footage that's going around?
No. What?
There's like these people paid like $400 for VIP tickets to watch him warm up or whatever. And they videoed it, and I guess you weren't supposed to, but his voice, it without auto-tune, in this video, no offense, is reminiscent of someone sitting on a cat.
What?
And so it's going around like, watch my childhood crush of Enrique Iglesias disappear before my eyes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's not like anything I've seen. Let me see if I can find...
Oh, my gosh.
A clip. Hold on.
Oh, Enrique.
I mean, he'll still, you know what I mean? He's better than I'll ever be, obviously, but. Phil, cut all this out.
Yeah, hold on, Phil. Is it here?
Oh, wait, hold on. You have to, I guess you have to see the video with it to get the full effect. It was just funny. I don't know what made me think of that. Oh, sex symbols. I was thinking about Tom Selleck, and then I was thinking about Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, so was that this person says was actively having to control my laughter during Enrique's set. Was so terrible.
Is that the same video?
It might be. Yeah, so that happens, though. I mean, everybody ages.
Somebody in the comments said Julio Iglesias was on the Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Is that his dad?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean, that happens when you go, like when I got
Where did your mic go? Your microphone.
What do you mean?
You have it like you're singing in a rap album and I can't put your mouth in front of it. You have it sideways like a kill shot. Why is it all the way sideways?
I was looking at my phone. I moved it.
No, it's been like that completely sideways since we started. And I was like, okay, maybe that's a new thing that we're doing.
It doesn't turn this way.
A second ago, your mouth wasn't in front of it.
I know. Dave yells at me all the time that I don't talk into the microphone properly.
I know. He always has.
He hates it. It drives him batshit crazy.
Are you taking a selfie?
No.
You have to hold your phone that far out to see it?
Yes.
There it is.
My vision is gone as well. And I have my glasses on. That's the worst part. Oh my gosh.
It really sucks. I really understand now why my parents and everything, my mom mostly was like always so pissed all the time because getting old just pisses you off. Mm-hmm. And every day there's some new shit. There's a new mole on your body. There's a new mole. Every day it's something, dude. Suddenly you're not getting emails because you never paid your website bill.
True story. Yeah. No. And on a side note, because people have been asking and you had asked about it. So I'm just going to give the information about Toys for Tots. So I did lock in the date. We will be doing the live shopping event on December 5th at 1 p.m. I posted something on my Facebook page this morning so that if people wanted to donate ahead of the live, because some people don't want to give Facebook stars, which I understand. That's fine. No problem. So I gave them my PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, and Zelle. So you can donate in any one of those places, or you can send me a snail mail with a paper check, What?
You got all of those Cash Apps?
No, Dave does. I don't have any of those.
You're lucky, bitch.
Why?
Because I know you're very much against them, and I've always asked how I can send you money, and you're like, I don't have those things. Send me a dolphin checkbook.
I don't have those things because I don't know how they work. So Dave does, but I put them up there so that if people did want to donate because they aren't comfortable with Facebook stars during the live event, you could send it ahead. So if you go to my Facebook page, you can see all the information there. And I did already have a couple of people email me and ask for our PO box, which I put up there because they're going to send checks. And then I just checked and we had 3 donations, which was very nice. So if you want to help make sure that these kids that receive presents from Toys for Tots will wake up with presents under their tree, you can send those donations to me. I've already lined it up with the Marines and with Target, and we are set to go December 5th, 1 p.m. to shop till we drop to get those kids toys for Christmas. So that's how you can help. It's always one of my favorite days of the year because I just know that kids are going to wake up and they're going to be happy and have something. And that really takes a load off of those parents who wouldn't have otherwise been able to get those things for their kids. So it's just,
It's my 20th year. This is my 20th year donating with Toys for Tots. My
first, are you serious?
Yep. The first fundraiser I started was 2003. And it was my first year teaching. And every year since then, I have either taken a group of students or myself and my kids, and we have done the Toys for Tots shopping. So this is the 20th year.
That's so cute. Somebody said, I love Toys for Tots with the Masonies. It's my favorite day on Facebook.
Oh, thank you. It is my favorite day too. I absolutely love it. I mean, what better feeling is there than going into Target and being like, I'll take every bike, put them in the trailer. And then, you know, those kids are going to wake up and be like, I got a new bike. Like, how crazy is that? I mean, you remember being awesome. A little kid and waking up and like getting a bicycle or a scooter or something, like it was the best thing ever. So, you know, it's exciting, very exciting. So if for those of you, when you hear this, when the hell is this episode come out?
I don't know. I don't know how our episodes work. I never know when they come out.
Well, this should be next week. So it'll still be before Toys for Tots. So share that on Facebook for me and spread the word. I would appreciate that. That's how you can help. And I do understand, obviously, that not everybody is in a position to donate because times are tough and they are lean. So a share is very helpful as well to get it onto, you know, to get it in front of more eyes.
Absolutely. Will do. You're a good person.
Oh, thank you. I feel like a big pile of steamy shit, but I appreciate you.
You're ridiculous. It's my favorite sweater of yours because I always think it says gay. Every time I see it, like just a big gay heart every time. I don't know why my brain can't process like the square letters.
Yeah, but most people say that. They go, does your heart say heart gay? And I'm like, yeah. Well, it says yoga, but
it doesn't.
Same.
It doesn't say yoga. Y-O-G. It's because why heart G-A?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just super gay sweater.
I love gay people. I have no problem with that. It doesn't bother me whatsoever. Makes no difference to me.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
Oh man. Wow.
I'm useless today, dude. Absolutely useless. Like I have nothing of value to say to the world.
I feel like we had a pretty good for both of us feeling like barnacles on the bottom of a boat. I feel like we were able to scrape some shit together.
Oh my gosh. That's so, what a good, what is that? A metaphor?
I think so.
What's the other one? Metaphor? Analogy? Whatever it is. That's so exactly how I feel, dude.
Right? That's what I'm feeling right now. Like if I were something else in this universe, it'd be a barnacle on the base of a boat.
Just getting taken for a ride, drowning. Yeah. just alone and sharp.
Crab shitting on me. All sorts of stuff.
I feel that, dude. I'm a straight up barnacle right now.
That's the working title of my new menopause book.
I'm not playing. You better write one and you better be like, I'd like to thank Tiffany for giving me the idea. The acknowledgments, you can just.
And the acknowledgments. Sure. Yeah. All right. Well, that probably does it for us today.
Awkward.
Well, we were here for 55 minutes. If Phil can't make this shit work.
Phil, make us sound smart and good. Is Tiffany doing the live and shopping with you? I have my kids that day and I'm pretty sure they have school.
Yeah, school is back in sesh. I was trying to get it done tomorrow and we couldn't with the because Target, they got nervous because they're like, we're starting our Black Friday deals and it's going to be a zoo in here. And I don't think that that's the best time for you to shop. And I agreed with them because I was like, we don't need there to be
competition.
Well, that many more people just in the store. Like, that's a lot for them. So we picked December 5th, and she gave us two employees and two lines that we don't have to share with anyone. So they were very, very helpful.
Not this weekend, not next weekend, but the weekend after. What are you doing?
Okay, you're really not this weekend. Not next weekend, but the weekend after December 9th.
Let me look. I think so. Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Nothing. Why?
Because my kids are freaking dying to see you, dude. Like,
great,
dying.
Let's do it.
And I messed up. I have them this weekend. And they thought you were coming over here to record the podcast for some reason today. And when I was like, no, honey, we do it online, they got like really upset. And I'm like, ooh, maybe we, like an idiot, just out of my mouth so fast, maybe we could go see her this weekend. And then they got so excited. And then I instantly remembered I have plans all throughout the weekend. Like, what am I doing? So I never texted you back because I was like, I have to process this, like make a plan, because I felt so guilty for saying it and getting their hopes up. But then I was like, I can't cancel these other plans.
So you should totally come, because we could take the kids to see Knights of Lights, which is our really, really big thing that we do here in St. Augustine. So okay. The downtown St. George Street area, that is all the historic area that has all the shops and everything. We have like some ridiculous millions of lights, and the streets are just covered, and we can get hot cocoa, and we can take them down and buy like, you know, ice cream or macaroons or do little dessert things. We can walk them over the Bridge of Lions, and you can see the lights for miles. It's the most beautiful thing. And people, tourists come from all over the place to come see our lights.
That's perfect. So and that'll be a selling point for making them wait too. I'll be like, but.
Yeah. Just tell them that Knights of Lights don't start until that weekend, which isn't true, but they don't know.
Okay, that's perfect. And so for real, are we really able? And we can get a hotel too, so we're not like all up your butthole.
Stay upstairs, and I will get a better air mattress for this.
I swear to God, if that thing is not filled to the brim with air, I'm burning it down.
I'm going to buy a new air. Hey, Black Friday. I bet I can get a deal.
That's all right.
Yeah, I bet I can get a deal. No pressure. One air mattress worked, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, they both worked.
No,
I've slept in worse places.
No,
well, I did have to go to the chiropractor for a month.
No, I one of them still works. So I just have to have the kids blow them up, and we have to figure out which one's bad, and we have to just chuck it, and I'll get another one on Black Friday. I bet I could find a Black Friday deal right now after this is over on Amazon.
Okay, good. They'll be excited. That makes me happy, and I'll get to see you, and that'll be good.
Yeah, we could do Christmas. Oh, did you get your gift?
Oh, dude. I didn't want to tell you this.
Oh, no.
I messed up.
What happened?
Don't be sad or panic. Well, it didn't. It came right from the place with no identifying information. It didn't have your name. It didn't have anything. So I was like, mining, gem mining. So here's what I will say. Came during Aubrey's birthday party. Chloe was crying because all the teenage girls were leaving her out. I remembered I had a package from some mysterious person. And I was like, do you want to mine for gems? And she just instantly wiped her tears and got excited. And during the party, she sat on the floor. I have a picture of it, mining for gems. And it wasn't until the next day that I looked at the box and the only identifying information was a phone number. I looked at the phone number and it looked familiar.
Oh, it's just supposed to have a note.
No.
It was supposed to have a note in the box that said, we love you guys from the Masonies. And obviously it was for them to mine. And then you could keep any of the gemmy things that you wanted. But I thought, how cute was that? That they had all of those little gems inside of that. And
it was
like a
amazing
Christmassy one. So that was your Christmas present.
Thank you. Listen, it came at the perfect time. I felt bad. I was like, oh my God, I bet I saw the phone number on the package and I realized it looked really familiar. And I was like, oh my God, this is the gift that she was talking about. So I kept all the crystals, first of all. Chloe had a great time. Caden doesn't even know what happened. Mm-hmm. So we'll just get him a little some.
No, that's good. That's good, though, because the whole point was for – I didn't think you were going to mine the gems. The whole point was that if the kids wanted to do it and then you could look at them, I didn't know what was really in the bucket.
There's good quality ones. There's fluorite. There was a jade Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. We kept everything.
Listen, that lady sold me so hard in her TikTok shop when I saw that. I was like, I have to buy this right now.
Oh, it was a TikTok shop? Yes. It was legit crystals. It was good. Yeah. I would give it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, no, I saw it and was like, Tiffany has to have this immediately. So
I love it. Thank you so much.
All right. So, well, next time, guys, we'll have another episode next week where maybe we won't be barnacles on the bottom of a boat. I can't promise it.
Maybe we'll be sea urchins. You know, like we move a little, but we're still spiky and slow. Who knows?
Yeah. And if you step on us, you say, fuck!
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. We love you. We hope you have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving. This episode will air after, but you get the gist of it.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
And we'll see you next time on another episode of Take It
or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms
who have no idea what we're doing. We'll see you next time.
We love you. Bye. I should have said we're two struggling barnacles floating on the bottom of a boat, getting swept away to sea. Bye, friends. If you're still here. I don't know what's happening. I'll stop recording on my end.